Thank you. And also thank you to Laura and Jan for grounding us in this rich consciousness, this fabulous nature of being the miracle in each of our own ways. Now, last week, we began this journey, and we began this journey in the context of if you want to manifest more miracles in your life, then you really have to start from that belief that that which has created all of life wants nothing more than to be there for you, to be there with you, to experience life as you. And when you begin to think about that, or when I begin to remember that, I look around and it's just amazing how many things happen in my life that I didn't really plan, but they are right there in sync with what I have claimed I want or who I know myself to be. Did any of you have that experience this week? Yeah, I'm really curious if I have two brave people who would come up and share what they saw happen. One thing they saw happen this week that was a miracle for them, and while those two brave people are convincing themselves to do that, if you are online, then I invite you to put it in the chat. What experience did you have this week of miracles? And I don't see anybody walking up here. What is it? All right. So turn to the people close to you and share a miracle that you had this week. Because, see, I see this hand waving. Are you going to come down and share it? Oh, my gosh. Just come right here. And in case there are people who don't know you, please share your name.
I'm Penelope Simmons.
And what is Penelope's miracle this week?
Well, Tracy asked me before the meeting, and I said that I got a new roof. Thank you, Phil Treach. And it was a miracle because that is really intimidating. Because, okay, I'll talk louder. So, Chip Slade, I mean, I put on the Unity resource page that I wanted a roofer. And I'd had an estimate, and I couldn't do that. And so then he tells me about Phil, and it just all came together, and it happened, and I met this wonderful person and his darling wife, and it just, she didn't help with the roofing, but but anyway, it was lovely. But can I tell one more?
Can she tell one more?
You asked for it. So another miracle that has continued to happen for me is I get to house sit in Wimberley. And I absolutely love that because I love Wimberley, but I want to live in Niederwald, you know. Anyway, so this friend of mine that I've had for probably 25 years, we worked together many years ago. She's 25 years younger than I am, and she was coming to visit me. And so in Wimberley, and we were just going to, she said, oh, yeah, let's have a hamburger. So I knew about Oldies, and we were going to go have a hamburger at Oldies. And I said, you know, I haven't been drinking at all, and should we have a beer to toast our getting together again? She said, yes, let's have one beer. So, okay, so we go to Oldies to get a hamburger, and I look at the lady, and I say, do you sell beer? And she says, no, we have free beer.
The universe says yes. Thank you.
We had a beer.
I love it. So your part in this, in addition to applauding, your part, including you online, is to say out loud, it's a miracle. Still, 30 seconds, turn to someone close to you and share if you had a miracle this week, because I don't want to miss them. And if someone close to you, two or three people, if someone close to you shares a miracle, what are you going to say? It's a miracle. All right, you got 30 seconds. 30 seconds. I see some high-fiving and some smiles, and that tells me that there are miracles happening here, right here, right now, with the people of Unity of Wimberley all together. It's a miracle! This is only the second week of four. You are going to recognize more and more miracles. I am knowing that for myself and for each one of you. And this week, we're going to build in our understanding of how we co-create the miracles that happen. Because it's not that miracles are supernatural or magic. They are really about us being in alignment with that which is creating all of life and which is expanding all of life and being in alignment with spiritual law. So here's what Charles Fillmore had to say that I think is so important for us. And I invite you to take a deep breath and take this in. It's a little bit longer than I would normally quote, but I couldn't break it. I just couldn't break it up. I wanted you to get the whole point. So deep breath. The universe was not created through illogical assumptions of law. Law is its foundation. There are no miracles in science. Jesus did no miracles. All his marvelous works were done under laws that we may learn and use, just as he did. As the body is moved by mind, so the mind is moved by ideas. And right here in the mind, we find the secret of the universe. This is where Jesus differed from ordinary men. He knew he was the Son of God. He knew the power of spiritual ideas to do mighty works. The Father abiding in me doeth his works. Charles Fillmore. And as a founder of the Unity Movement, Charles Fillmore wrote about this in a way that was really not just to teach us, but to remind us. And I love this reminder that it really is the divinity abiding in me that does the work. Let's just repeat that. The divinity abiding in me, the divinity abiding in me, does the work. Now together, the divinity abiding in me does the work. How many of you like me forget that the divinity is abiding in me and I'm struggling or I'm believing I don't have enough money for a new roof? That can't happen. And then it's like there are many ways for it to happen or the money to be multiplied, or the money to move from wherever it is to wherever it needs to be, or the service to be provided by person B instead of person A, the first person I thought of, right? But when we are in alignment with spiritual law and we know what we want, the universe allows nothing to get in the way. Well, maybe some little things to get in the way, but nothing that will, one of my favorite phrases is, delay is not denial. So when something doesn't seem to be happening and I don't seem to be getting what it is that I really have been focusing on, and something else happens, it's easy to get distracted and be like, well, wait, where's my miracle? I thought miracles are supposed to happen all the time for me. And I forget that maybe that has to happen in order for this to happen, in order for this to happen, in order for my miracle to show up, right? It may not be a one-step process. And so delay is not denial is good, because then that reminds me to stay focused on the what and not the how. Now, because you are either figuratively or literally sitting in this room, a part of this sanctuary and this community, I know that you know something about manifesting miracles by being in alignment with spiritual law and the truth of life itself. One example that I know that I can pick from this community is many of you, if not most of you, you know who Finn is, yes? Yeah, so Finn, one of your board members, had what to me, I didn't ask him, maybe I should have asked him, but to me, he might have said, no, Tracy, you got it all wrong, so I'm glad I didn't ask him. So in my perception, Finn and his wife Leah had a miracle occur when they decided, we're going to move back to Central Texas. The Hollywood life is great. We've had some successes. We've had some interesting things, all of that, but we're going to move back to Central Texas. It sounds crazy. But we have decided what is important is for us to raise our child and children in a different environment. And the what is being guided by spirit. They didn't decide we're going to move to Central Texas. We're going to move back home. And then later decide, we'll start a family and this will be a good place to live. It's like, we've started a family, we're going to grow our family, we want to live in Central Texas, or we're going to move to Central Texas. That in itself is a miracle, because how do we support ourselves? We're in the entertainment industry, we're in Central Texas, what's going to happen? But the move happened, the miracle phase two happened, increasing the family. The miracle phase three happened. So I don't know how many of you, and actually I do want to know by show of hands, and if you're online, you can put me too in the chat. How many of you have watched the first episode of Home to Homestead? I have lights in my face. You have to raise your hand high. So Finn and his wife have create it, mostly his wife, have created a series on the Design Network called Home to Homestead. And it's telling the story about them now finding a piece of property on a hill and buying acreage and building a home. And so if you didn't know that, then go look for it this week and watch it. Because this is in this community, someone who is modeling or demonstrating miracles And in fact, bringing both of their talents that were the entertainment industry talents here in Central Texas. A show on the Design Network. They didn't know that was going to happen. Do you have something in your life where you made a bold stand? You said, I'm going in this direction. And then the universe had to bring the pieces of the puzzle to you. Can you think of a time when that's happened in your life? You did not design every step of the process. When we were children, we were much better at manifesting because we just claimed what we wanted, and sometimes we expected our parents to provide it, but often it were, you know, it was bigger things than that, a way of being in the world, having friendships we desired, and we expected them to show up. And if someone came into our lives and they didn't fit that model, okay, might hurt my feelings, but I know this is happening. This is what it means to manifest miracles. This is the mindset and then the behavior that allows you to manifest miracles. I'm going to stay with this community just for one other example, because when I read about and remember the history of this very community, the way that Unity of Wimberley began, what happened in the first 5 years or 10 years, and I look at what's happening now, there are many places along the way where the clarity of the what we are going to be a community. We are a community that is learning and practicing unity principles and creating beautiful, fulfilling lives in the world for ourselves, for the community, and for others. But you didn't always know the how. When it was 25 people meeting in a barn, there was no clear vision of this beautiful property. When the decision had to be made about financing the property once you were in it and financing it over time, there was no initial, we don't need those stinking banks. We will have a member financed mortgage and property. No, that's not how it started. What was clear was we are doing our spiritual practice. We are living in alignment with spiritual law, and we are going to keep and maintain and grow this property, and it is here to serve us. And then somehow, through a person, Spirit delivered an alternative to the bank type financing that had a lot of things on the negative list. And so members came together. I love the remembering the very catchy slogan, 40K in 40 days. Our small community of people, how are you going to raise $40,000 in 40 days? Like, what? That is ridiculous. Let's do it. That would take a miracle. Yes, it was a miracle, and that was just the beginning. Again, I ask you, where's the miracle showing up in your life? Because you are so clearly focused on where you want to be, the what. And you are doing your spiritual work so that you are in full alignment with what can happen to move you toward that what. For me, one of the biggest miracles in my own life is actually that I am standing in front of you and I am alive. Everybody, we always say health is, you know, so important. If you're not healthy or if you don't have your body, like, how are you going to do anything? How do you share your talent if you're not healthy? How do you serve other people if you're not healthy yourself? But when I was growing up, I was very sick a lot and in several different ways. And literally as an older teen, I expected to be blind before I was 30, and I expected to not be alive to see 40. And that was very present for me. I mean, it was just a given. And when I know what I know now and I think back, I realize that to a certain degree, I was planting that seed. And I was continuing to be sick in a variety of ways. But when we're a child, it's not as conscious and intentional. I was reacting to circumstance. And as I got into my late teens and early 20s, and I was studying different religious and spiritual paths, not out of desperation, but out of curiosity. Because honestly, I really wish, part of it was, I'm going to be blind before I'm 30, so I need to read as much as I can now. And I was curious about different religious and spiritual paths. The other part of it really was just, I want to learn. And what happened to me through my 20s was I was beginning to see a different life, and I was beginning to create a life that I wanted. I was beginning to choose things that I couldn't choose as a child that felt like me, like I was being in alignment with who I had been created to be. Now, I didn't have this language for it. I wasn't, you know, a prodigy. I didn't have this language, but that's when I look back, that's what was happening. And when I turned 30, actually, about 28, 29, I realized that my vision was not continuing to get worse. That really for the last 3 or 4 years at that time, my vision had just kind of stabilized. I'm like, oh, I don't have to be blind by the age of 30. There's another option? Oh, my goodness. And by the time I was maybe 32 or 33, I had gotten so intentional about taking care of my health that even though I didn't expect to live beyond 40, I was living in a way that was saying to the universe, I take care of my body. I'm a person who eats healthy. I don't love to exercise, but I am going to find ways to exercise that I can enjoy and commit to. So, of course, by the time I'm 38 or 39, I'm like, 40? What? 80, you know. Which, when you're 40 years old, 80 seems so far away. It is not so far away anymore. And so, one of the things that I remember doing to be in alignment with spiritual truth as I really developed my personal relationship with how I understood the Creator to be. And then it was really later in my 30s when I found unity and new thought. And then I consciously began to do things. So when even now, when things happen and I get confused, I find myself thinking there are health challenges or who I am, I journal and I write and I pray and I meditate and all of those things. But what I want to share with you is something that I wrote about health. And I want to share it because I think it will help you, whether your mountain to climb is around health, or whether the mountain that you have to climb to allow more miracles to happen in your life is around today's theme, unity theme of prosperity or relationships or any other aspect. Claiming my health. Now, in this moment, I am reminded that all that is God, is spirit, is love. God is love, and love is all there is. There is no disease in God. Take a breath. I am one with this God, one with this love. I am this spirit expressing in human form, and so there can be no disease within me. Take another breath. I am not my father, my brother, my mother, my sister, my uncles, my aunts. I am an individual expression of the one that only knows health. Every cell of my body rejects disease, and any cell that is experienced distortion in any way is now healed and working perfectly. All systems and all organs in my body work together effortlessly to support a busy, vibrant, healthy, and fulfilling life. I am so grateful for the knowledge that my health and my life are divinely created and divinely guided. I say thank you for the ability to replace any known or unknown fear I might have about my health with a pure and perfect faith in the spiritual truth. And so I release this truth and all known and unknown fears that are not in alignment with this truth into the law. There is no magic, just spiritual principle at work in my life. Say yes. Yes. Say yes. Yes. So for you, maybe it's not health. Every time you heard health, maybe you substituted that with poverty. There is no poverty in my life. Anger. There is no anger in my life. But just an example of when we ground ourselves, we can claim that which we know is ours to have. So, how do you know what is yours to have? No one else can tell you. So we're going to go to the Gospel of Rodgers and Hammerstein. I always have to think, is this a Stein or a Steen? We're going to go to the Wisdom and take a couple of lyrics, a few words of the lyrics from Climb Every Mountain. I know you've heard this before, but listen to it with fresh ears. Climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow. See, I know some of you know this. Till you find your dream. And then there's this little segue in the middle of the song, and they describe your dream this way. It's a dream that will need all the love you can give every day of your life for as long as you live. The dream that Finn had was being in a place where his kids could be raised in a wholesome, healthy way, and he and his wife could have the kind of life that supported that and supported each other. The dream that the families in you know, 20 plus years ago had for this community was a thriving spiritual community with great music and great energy, where people would be reminded to apply the 12 powers in their lives in a way that created fabulosity in the world. Yeah. The dream that I could commit my entire life to and not let anything get in the way of that. One of them was paying attention to my health, no matter where I am, no matter what I do. And when there is a disturbance in that, that I remember, no, I am a person who is always moving toward good health, no matter what's happening in this moment. And the way that you find that dream is you explore here and you try this and you ask questions about this. And at different stages of your life, you may have a different dream. When you have school-age children, your dreams are really different than when you have grown children who have grandchildren themselves. So you don't choose one mountain and climb it and then just say, look, I'm at the top of the mountain. Can't mess with me. My life is great. That could be true, and you should be looking for the next mountain. And every mountain you start to climb may not be the perfect mountain, so you may get to the first place and realize, oh, now I know more about this. This is not really the dream I can devote my life, my attention, my thinking, my prayer, my spiritual practice to. No harm, no foul. I go and I start climbing a different mountain. So the way that you bring more miracles into your life is that you climb many mountains. Some of them will take you to a peak experience, and others will train you for the next mountain. Does that make any sense? So let's just ground that in some spiritual practice. In the words of Charles Fillmore, I refuse to be anxious about tomorrow. I refuse to be anxious even in this next moment. I know that God does provide for the fulfillment of its divine idea. And I am that divine idea. What is the next mountain for you to climb? In this silence, be guided. What is my next adventure? What is the adventure that is the dream I am willing to commit to? And as you hear that answer or feel that answer, commit to take into this next week to daily meditate on or contemplate? What path or goal is my next great adventure? And listen for divine guidance. What path or goal is my next great adventure? Take a breath. And allow yourself to come fully present back into this space, knowing that the wisdom of the divine is working within you to answer that question, whether you are thinking about it or not. Amen.